Welcome to day 3 of our 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're going to look at a famous psalm, Psalm 23. Can we read it together? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What makes this psalm so comforting is that it speaks almost to the times we live in. Right now, it almost feels as though evil is all around. And although we might have homes and we might have cars and we might even have medicine, it seems to feel like the valley of the shadow of death hangs around our world literally right now. You might even be facing a diagnosis, a declaration of death to come. You might be fearing to catch a virus that would lead to death. But the Bible tells us that our Lord, our good shepherd, he leads us in a way that not only are we provided for, not only are we at peace, but we are divinely protected. Even though we walk through a valley of a shadow of death, it will not come near us. We need not fear evil. Why? Because our shepherd is with us. Today I want to encourage you that this psalm written, its author was so tormented, so attacked, lived a life being chased down by enemies, and consistently came up against what appeared to be the threat of death, yet saw his God, his good shepherd, deliver him time and time again. If this shepherd can be his shepherd, and if death does not destroy him, then as we have Jesus as our shepherd, death does not destroy us. I want to encourage you to make this psalm your psalm. Why? Because you share the same shepherd that he shared. The precious Lord is our good shepherd. Can we pray a prayer today, regardless of what you feel, what you fear, what you face? Jesus is your good shepherd, and the valley of the shadow of death, you will pass through it untouched, unscathed. Father, I thank you for those hearing this message right now that might even feel like they're at death's door. God, I pray that you reveal yourself as the good shepherd to them, that Jesus is with them, and they need not fear. Father, we thank you that your healing power, your protection is with them, and that every attack of the enemy will come to nothing. We declare healing and wholeness and divine protection in their lives, in their homes, in Jesus' name. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.